2 years ago, I received a message from my secretary, and it read, "Brother Jim Horan called, and he wants you to speak at his funeral." I called back, and I said, "Jimmy, do we have a date?" And always Jimmy equivocated. "Well, you know, I mean," I said, "no, I just need a ballpark, you know, like a round number." He said, "Well, you know, I'm not in charge of that." I said, "Jimmy, I would be honored. I will be heartbroken the day I hear you leave us, but I will be honored to do this for you. And thank you for asking me." I said, "But what do you want me to say?" He said, "Well, only one thing, really. And I want you to say it to my past superiors." "I'm so sorry," he said. He said, "You know, whatever you say about me, it's going to resonate with the fact that I'm a Philadelphia Catholic." And Jimmy was a Philadelphia Catholic. And what is a Philadelphia Catholic? A Philadelphia Catholic is someone who has such an imagination that clearly from the womb, being brought into Little Flower Parish to be baptized, he knew that God was in charge and they sent his son, and what his son said revealed the Father to us. And whatever machinations Jimmy's life took, and trust me, there were many machinations, he never lost sight of that. This gospel, this extraordinary word of God coming to us this morning, is clearly coming to us through Jimmy. Jimmy felt so privileged to be invited to be a member of the Society of Jesus. Nothing delighted him more than to be a Jesuit brother. He was heartbroken that he felt that others didn't believe that the invitation to being a Jesuit brother was as great as any invitation that the Lord had given anyone in their life. And that was partially the reason that he asked me to speak on his behalf this morning. He loved the ordinary. I might say he loved the grungy. He said to me one time, "You know, I spare no expense at being poor." Where did he find that clothing? It is just extraordinary to think that when Jim would appear, all eyes were riveted towards him. This man, so humble, so gentle, so loving, so caring, will never be forgotten. He is our Cleophas. This obscure man on the road to Emmaus, generations of Christians will always remember his name. And we're going to remember Jimmy's name. Why? Because he did what Cleophas did. He walked along with each of us and unabashedly talked about his love of the Lord. He talked about his disappointments, his hopes, and his dreams. His superiors. I never heard Jim Horan say an unkind word about anyone. And there were days and times when he could have. Never chose to. We had a mutual friend, Brother Bob Fitzgerald. And Bob Fitzgerald was the first Jesuit ever to invite me to pray with him. And I was so touched by this invitation. I said, "Where did you learn how to do this? This was in an era when we didn't do that kind of thing." And he said, "Jimmy Horan." And so what does the gospel tell us? The gospel tells us to look just today at Jimmy as we do at Cleophas, somebody who was so anxious to walk along with us, and with his heart burning, with his enthusiasm, or whatever it would be, he wanted to show us that he knew, that we knew, because we're Philadelphia Catholics, that God loves us and Jesus is the prophet who revealed the Father to us. When I was a novice brother at Wernersville, and Mike Breslin, who was here, was with me, he was in charge of the kitchen, and we all studied under Brother Horn's erratic behavior as cook at Wernersville. And one morning we walked in, and he had 40 chickens lined up on the table, 20 with their left leg crossing over their right leg, and the other one with their left leg crossing over their right. And he was standing behind singing Hello, Dolly. There were days that you'd walk into Arca Frigida number one, which is huge walk-in refrigerators, and Jimmy Horn would be there having preceded us into the refrigerator, cutting up the jello and sitting there and shaking it and singing. Also, there were times we would go into the refrigerator where he would sometimes get our attention by dropping his pants. That kind of iconoclasm, that kind of love, that kind of just putting himself out there, because he was always so afraid the novices were taking this life too seriously. And I think that's another little key to Jimmy. He never took this life too seriously. He had a hard life in many ways, but he never took this life too seriously. What he took seriously were relationships. And he called me up and he said, I'm so anxious for you to see what I've done down here with the Apostolate of Sea. Please come down. And I came down and he met me and he drove me and he was just so excited. He loved this church, loved the pastor, loved the people with whom he was working. So excited about a wiffle ball table that he had gotten. And he said, I want to get footstools. And I said, why do you want footstools? He said, I want the men to sit down and put their feet up, and then unselfconsciously I can find out if they need shoes. That's the image I will never forget of Jim Horn. That road to Emmaus, that fabulous gospel that he loves so much, I think speaks volumes. And that's probably the lesson that he wants us to get today. He wants us to turn to one another and unabashedly and with our hearts burning, talk about the love of the Father revealed to us through Jesus. God bless you.